Hi there. The word for you today is, use your gift. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, the New Living Translation, Paul writes, a spiritual gift is given to each of us. One of the great benefits of finding and fulfilling your life's calling is that it settles the question of what constitutes true success. Many of us have a faulty definition. We bought into the idea that success is measured by how well we do compared to how well others do. No, that's a recipe for frustration. No matter what you do, somebody else will always do it better. But when you define success in terms of God's purpose for your life, the standard changes completely. Look, true success is not what you've done compared to what others have done, but what you've done compared to what God assigned you to do. Listen to this scripture, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, reading from the Message. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. Jesus said he was successful because he accomplished the work his Father had sent him to this earth to fulfill. Paul could say at the end of his life, 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, by this standard, success may mean leaving a lucrative job to follow God's call. It may mean using your talents for His glory instead of chasing fame and fortune. But whatever it is, once you know you're in your calling, you can stop comparing yourself to others or wishing you were somebody else. The Bible says that we are each given gifts, listen to it, for the common good. Only when you're using your gifts to bless others will you experience true and lasting satisfaction. Paychecks and promotions are good, but they can never take the place of divine purpose. Only in your calling will you experience lasting joy.